Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Oh.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
In a world where freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding, one man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Mord.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
And here he is. Oh, no. All right. Well, guys, I wish I could live up to the goosebumps that that intro produces. I am not Jonathan E. Morden. I'm not even Robert Scott Bell. I am that other radio dude, Super Don. And Jonathan was here, and I think he stepped away, but we have got a packed show for you today. Not only are we going to be hanging out with Jonathan E. Moore, Cheryl Chumley, and Norm Singleton here on the Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show, but next hour we are going to be hanging out with Dr. Nick Gonzalez and a special guest, and presently, Robert Scott Bell is down in Southern California, Los Angeles, and he's going to the Natural Products Expo West, which is probably one of the biggest natural products events in the country. And this is going on down at the Hilton Anaheim and the Anaheim Convention Center, where they are, I mean, we were talking about just virtually every natural product that is out there is going to be on exhibit, and people are going to be networking and hanging out and sharing information. So that is where Robert is right now. We may even possibly hear from him today, if everything works well. But in the meantime, we are waiting for Jonathan E. Moore. Is Jonathan E. Moore back?
I'm here. Hello.
There he is. Hello. He is. Welcome.
I've been here all the time. I just wasn't connected.
Oh,
yeah, well, you know, here. Yeah.
It happens. It happens.
Yeah.
So how the heck are
you? Just a moment ago, I was piped in. I'm doing fine. I have a cold, but everyone does.
Yeah, it that does happen. It's that time of year for sure. But listen, glad to have you back on again. I don't know if you missed what I was saying, but Robert, I just talked with him a little bit ago. He landed at LAX about an hour ago, and he is down in Southern California for the Natural Products Expo West show. And, yeah, checked in, and everything's going well down there.
Okay. Well, cool. Maybe he'll call in.
Yeah, actually, we could call him if we want to. You want to give him a call and see what he's up to?
Yeah. Yeah,
okay, let's surprise him here. So we'll see if we can get him on the line. In the meantime, what's new with Jonathan E. Moore? What's going on in Jonathan E. Moore's world, other than the cold?
Well, I'm going to be on George Norrie's show on the 17th. That's kind of cool.
That is cool.
What else is going on? Well, the battle continues on all fronts against the behemoth government that is attempting to take away all of our liberties.
Indeed it does. You know, one of the things that we have been dealing with quite heavily here just over the last few days is this continuing battle between the pro-vaccination agenda and all of the minions online that want to go after anybody who even wants to question whether vaccines might be good or bad. I got to tell you, I've been working with various people. We've been putting articles out there. You know, this Jimmy Kimmel thing just will not go away. He keeps doubling down on the situation. And I cannot understand it, why it is that if anybody mentions, merely just mentions anything slightly negative about vaccines, people just become rabid and foaming at the mouth and want to pick up pitchforks and torches and go after these people. It's incredible. I mean, is it just me?
No, it's outrageous. It's a strange situation, not unlike other witch trial-type environments in the McCarthy era where people are assigning scapegoat status to these people so that they can have government take action against them as if they're criminals, when all they're trying to do is to be able to exercise a freedom of choice that they should have as a right.
Well, and that's it. And, you know, I attempted to try and draw an analogy, and I don't know if this is 100% accurate, but this really reminds me of the racism situation that we were dealing with many years ago, where, you know, you would walk up to a bathroom and they had an arrow pointing to, this is the restroom for the whites and this is the restroom for the colors, is how they described it back then. And it makes me wonder if we are looking at a situation where people would want there to be a restroom for the vaccinated and a restroom for the unvaccinated. Am I taking that too far?
Yes, but hold
I
on
am.
Just one
oh
second.
I'm sorry.
I'll be right back. How many minutes do we have? A minute?
Actually, we are on the air right now.
Oh, we are?
We are. Well,
how about that? I had no idea.
Yeah.
Well, it's good to know that we're on the air. I think we ought to give old Robert Scott Bell a call.
Yeah, we are actually attempting to get him, but you know who we do have on the line is Cheryl Chumley.
Oh, very good. Okay, well, go ahead and see if we can raise Robert, and when we do, we'll interrupt, but... Cheryl, it's good to have you with us. I know you, too, have a bit of a cold.
Yeah, fighting it. Thanks for having me, though.
Yep, and it's great to have you with us. Cheryl, you're now with WND, right?
Yes, I just started this week, as a matter of fact.
So Cheryl had been for many years with the Washington Times. It was a continuous news writer there, and now she's working on the news side with WND and working also on a new book that we won't reveal until it comes near time for publication. But Cheryl, among the topics that I wanted to raise with you is Ashton Carter's criticism of the Obama administration's ISIS strategy, not a full-blown dissent, but clearly on the question of timing for withdrawal of forces. He wanted to make clear that his position is different from that of the general administration. He doesn't want to set any specific timetable. What do you make of these? There are a couple of other minor differences, too, but what do you make of this?
Well, I was actually really glad to hear that he talked about the obligation to the troops, meaning that at least he's paying some sort of lip service to the safety and security of American troops that will be engaged in this mission. And if you telecast to the enemy that you're withdrawing within a certain time frame, that basically puts our own soldiers at risk. And so when he made that statement, I thought it was curious that somebody of his cabinet-level position would come out seeming against what Obama said. He basically disagreed with that sunset clause, but I was also very happy to hear him talk about the security of our American troops.
Yes, we're talking about the new Secretary of Defense, Ashton Carter, and certain deviations from the administration's position generally that he's taking, which indicates that he appears to have a scruple in common sense and a better appreciation for strategy than the administration does. It's always foolish, as we've known for decades, but this administration has proven to be the exception on this point, to telegraph to the enemy when you're leaving, because if you tell them you're leaving, then obviously they can hold back, or they can use their own strategy with foresight, knowing you're going to be out of there, and ramp up their operations upon your deadline for departure. So you never want to do that. You always want to keep your enemy off guard, not knowing either your strength or your capabilities. The other thing that happened here was the telegraphing by the American officer there in the Middle East of our of the planned attack. I think it was on Mosul, was it? I'm not sure. To oust the ISIS fighters, which was, again, a disastrous thing to do. You eliminate entirely the element of surprise. Why you would do that, I don't know. But at least he agreed that that was a mistake, that is, Secretary of Defense Ashton Carter did. So there's some hope there. Now, how about Benjamin Netanyahu's speech and the presidential reaction to it, Cheryl?
Yeah, what a speech that was. I don't know if you caught the whole thing, but I know that at least you and listeners have caught the excerpts that have been played frequently on broadcast networks in the hour since. And what a speech it was. You know, if only Obama would speak that strongly and that clearly about the nature of the enemy. You know, and the reaction from the White House, I think Ralph Peters, one of Fox News' political and military analysts, put it best. He said Obama and the Democrats were behaving like whiny, only he used a different word than whiny, whiny little high school girls. And I agree with that. If they can't deal with the fact that the Prime Minister of Israel, one of our biggest allies in the world, comes to Congress to speak, and they can't let that snub to their pride go in the face of the words that he spoke, laying out so clearly the nature of this enemy, then that is rather high schoolish.
Yes. Well, Super Don, do you know if we have Norm with us? Not yet.
I don't think we have Norm, but we do have Robert.
Oh, Robert. Well, Robert, you know, you're getting to be like such royalty that we rarely have an interaction with you. And then when we do, it's for a brief period these days. Why is that, Robert?
You're so funny, Jonathan. We're walking right now out into the beautiful West Coast sun overlooking the Pacific Ocean at the Getty Museum.
Yes, as I say, royalty, Robert, royalty.
It's just preliminary to a very busy work weekend because we got the largest natural products exposition in North America, maybe the world, that happens this weekend, the Natural Products Expo West, where we plan to be live broadcasting with all kinds of surprise guests tomorrow and then on Sunday. So I thank you for holding the fort while I'm out on the left coast. Hopefully they won't infect me.
Well, my privilege to do that, Robert. And the bumper music is screeching in our ears right now.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, hello, hello. And it's not Robert Scott Bell. It's Jonathan Emord sitting in for Robert. But Robert is doing well. He's in Los Angeles at the Natural Products Expo West. We wish him well. We know that he's doing good work there among those who are interested in natural foods and dietary supplements. So good luck, Robert, and we'll see him back here shortly. But in the interim, unfortunately for you, you have me, and even worse still, I have a cold. But I'm not alone in that regard. We have Cheryl Chumley with a cold with us as well. Cheryl's back, and she has good information for us. We were talking before the break, about Benjamin Netanyahu's speech before Congress and the rather sophomoric presidential reaction to it. Here you have a person in Netanyahu who is boldly standing, as is Israel, against terrorism, against our mortal enemies, and is our strongest ally in the Middle East without question. And yet the President of the United States would not even meet with Benjamin Netanyahu when he came to the United States to deliver this address. It's shameful. It's outrageous that the administration is not siding with Israel on this. It's in our mutual best interest to prevent Iran from developing nuclear weapons. And unfortunately for us all, we have a president who has no foreign policy, no conception of how to deal with this, and instead appears to be coddling a country that is dedicated to our destruction as well as Israel's destruction. So we have a mutual interest in ensuring that they don't get anywhere, particularly with weapons of mass destruction. But having said that, this administration is not willing to do what is necessary to protect America's interests, either in that situation or with terrorism generally around the world. So, Cheryl, you were speaking about Netanyahu's speech and the president's reaction to it. I wanted you to be able to continue with your discussion about the administration's reaction.
Well, I think one of the funniest clips I saw was of Nancy Pelosi in near tears decrying what she perceived as Israel's face slap to America and the total disrespect that Netanyahu showed President Obama by making this speech. That just seemed above and beyond what you would expect someone in her position to do. It just baffles why the Democrats would be harping so much about the perceived snub of Benjamin Netanyahu speaking to Congress without their permission, instead of looking more at the dangers that he was outlining. It just seems like this administration would care a little bit more about the actual threats that are facing not just our allies but our own nation. Instead, they're hunkering down and they're just rallying behind some little childish slight instead of doing the jobs that they were elected to do.
I think increasingly President Obama looks like Neville Chamberlain in his behavior towards these crises. He backs away, he's sheepish, he's irresolute, and he's failing to defend our interests. And I thought Benjamin Netanyahu rather adroitly filled the role of Winston Churchill. So you have this contrast that's so stark. I think it can only redound to the detriment of Obama politically, but of course the harsh reality of these circumstances and the pressing need for leadership couldn't have been more pronounced than after I think people heard Netanyahu's speech. Norm Singleton is with us. He is the Campaign for Liberty's Vice President for Policy and right-hand man to Ron Paul, who is at the Campaign for Liberty now. And Norm, what was your reaction to Netanyahu's speech?
I had a little different reaction. First, I thought it interesting that this is the first time I think I can remember the Speaker of the House inviting a foreign leader to give an address that was done specifically to criticize the campaign of the the policy of the existing of the incumbent administration. That said, I think that the administration should have scheduled a meeting with President Netanyahu. This is also the first time I think a foreign leader has been in America that I can recall where the excuse was it's too close to their domestic election, which is interesting considering that President Obama and I think other presidents have never hesitated to schedule meetings in other countries with foreign leaders close to American elections.
Good point, Norm. We're off to a break now. We'll be right back in a minute.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water. The Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
I'm really glad my buddy Mark turned me on to GunsAD.com. I gotta tell you, I didn't want to buy any more firearms. I didn't want a paperwork trail headed back to Big Brother. I want 100% privacy. I want to be an invisible gun owner. Hello? So Mark says, hey, you know, GunsAD.com, Ghost AR-15. Ghost means invisible, get it? Ghost AR-15, GunsAD.com. I got a couple, if you know what I mean. Go to guns80.com or call 844-2GUNS80.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy.
until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Extendivite. Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendivite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your product just makes it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. You're close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
No, it's not Robert, but it's Jonathan Emord subbing for Robert. And while Robert is basking in the sun and enjoying the waves, the three of us are here in the Washington, D.C. area, freezing our proverbial buns off as temperatures drop into the 20s tonight and the snow piles up over 8 inches, 6 to 8 inches. And it's not a pretty picture outside, but it's more reflective of the way Washington really is, in that it's a utter basket case disaster with no one knowing what to do and things slipping and sliding all over the place, which brings to mind the recent debacle for Hillary Clinton, which is her use of exclusive private email to carry on her business while Secretary of State. This is something that raises real problems because of the hypocrisy associated with it and other things. She had apparently been quick to condemn an ambassador for using his private email in a similar fashion while she was doing the very same thing. But there's more to this story, and I wanted to hear from Cheryl. What is this about, Cheryl, and why should we be concerned about it?
Well, to answer the second first, it shows once again that Hillary Clinton considers herself above the law. She doesn't have to answer accountability-type questions. Doing your email correspondences on your work email, during your work-related emails on your work email address is just standard procedure. It's not just standard in government jobs, but it's also standard in business, in private entities and so forth. I think most people relate to that. And the fact that she went 4 years never putting any of her government email correspondences on a government account, but did them privately on a server set up on her own home, registered in a male's name, that to most media accounts, a guy who doesn't even exist, just shows that this was a strategic, purposeful act that Hillary did to disguise her emails. She didn't want to release them. She didn't want the public to have access to them. She wanted to have full reign on what information would get out into the public. And the fact that now, after she's caught by the liberal media, no less, which I find a little bit interesting, the New York Times was the one that broke the story on this initially, the fact that she's now been outed and puts out a tweet late at night saying that she wants to release these emails to the public. She has the State Department looking into now what can be released. It's just yet one more example of Hillary Clinton, not wanting to be accountable to the people and not thinking she has to be accountable to the people.
Norm, your thoughts on this?
I think that everything Cheryl said was exactly right. It's especially interesting in light of the last embarrassing revelation we got about the Clintons, which is the amount of foreign money that was going to the Bill Clinton Foundation, now the Bill, Hillary, and Chelsea Clinton Foundation, while Hillary was Secretary of State, which I think raises a question, a fair question to ask, which is, what dealings did you do with world officials, with international corporate leaders who may have been seeking influence with you as Secretary of State? To what extent were those donations done in order to get by people hoping to buy influence with you as Secretary of State? And can we please see your emails, your meeting logs, etc.? I don't think that's unreasonable request. She was serving as a taxpayer official. And if there's an allegation of influence peddling, which there very could be, I think it's not unreasonable to ask that we see it. I also think, considering that her involvement in a number of foreign policy debacles, Egypt, Libya, Syria, where she basically helped get rid of three very bad guys, but secularists. Secular dictators, and ended up not giving us the JCs, but giving us the Muslim Brotherhood. The Democratic left, quite rightly, in my opinion, points out the Iraq War was a failure in one part because we ended up putting radical Islamists in charge. But the Obama administration is 0-3 in terms of so-called democracy promotion, and she was very involved in that. And then, of course, that leads to Benghazi. So there's a lot there in her record as Secretary of State, and there's a lot of questions. And this is part of a pattern of hypocrisy of the Clintons, who pretend to be these champions of democracy and of the little guy, but if you look at it, they are cater to big donors, they cater to shady money, they cater to dark money, and I think that there's a lot of serious questions that I expect a lot of fair-minded progressives who are going to start asking themselves, just like they did in 07 and 08, is this the woman that we really want to be the standard face of American liberalism in the 21st century?
How big of a deal is this, do you think, as far as the upcoming presidential elections are concerned? Is this something you think is going to last, or do you think it's just going to blow over? Cheryl?
Well, I truly think it's going to blow over. I think that the Republicans are coming out swinging strong now, but they also came out swinging strong against Hillary over Benghazi, too. And that is still going on. You know, the committee in Congress is still investigating that. And Hillary is still the presumptive Democratic candidate. I think Democrats are probably more worried right now at this point because there is no other candidate with Hillary Clinton's star power that they can run at this point. They would have to, you know, I'm sure they're looking at Joe Biden. There's some in the Democratic Party, but that's a little bit of a joke. There's O'Malley in Maryland. There are some other candidates, but as far as star power goes, Hillary is it. And I do think that Bill Clinton still has the popularity factor on his side. And when Hillary goes into campaign mode, she's going to be drawing on that in full force.
All right, well, let's shift now to Obamacare back at the Supreme Court. Norm, you want to tee that up for us?
Yeah, that is the King v. Burwell decision, and that's the case that basically relies on a, well, the Obamacare defenders call it a drafting error, but what it is that in the Obamacare law, the section that deals with subsidies for participants in the exchange programs, it clearly states that those subsidies are only available to people in the states which have set up an exchange. Now the states, now in 2013, maybe earlier, the IRS ruled that the subsidies would be available to anyone who, whether their state set up an exchange or whether their state had or whether people were relying on the federal exchange. This is a case of statutory interpretation. It's also a rule of law case. It's a case about whether or not the Obama administration should be allowed to unilaterally rewrite the statute. We had some, yesterday the Supreme Court heard oral arguments, and as you know, Jonathan, you can sometimes read the tea leaves by the justices' questions, by which justices spoke. Not surprisingly, Ruth Bader Ginsburg was sort of defending Obamacare. Justice Kennedy seemed skeptical, but he did ask a question regarding whether or not this would cause a death spiral, which indicates that him and this is my concern, I think, that him and Roberts are going to, as Roberts did in 2011, find some threadbare justification to save Obamacare because the court doesn't want to be responsible for upending this massive social experiment because they're concerned that as bad as Obamacare is, ending it or striking a fatal blow to it via court decision would cause too much social disruption and would tarnish the reputation of the court because there'd be a backlash against the court for trying to do the job of Congress and the administration.
Of course, we don't place much stock in any deviation from the rule of law, particularly in a circumstance like this where there's plain statutory language that unequivocally establishes that states must opt into the exchanges as a condition precedent for these subsidies. But I think if sober minds prevail on this one, if a 5-4 goes in the right direction and finds this to be beyond the statute and therefore invalid, it's not a situation where the Supreme Court should believe itself to be responsible for defeating Obamacare. In the first instance, it raises an issue, but that issue is squarely, appropriately a legislative issue, and whether Congress chooses to fix it or not, whether the President chooses to offer an amendment to Congress or Congress comes up with an amendment to resolve it is, of course, a matter of legislative concern that the court should not presumptively exercise a decision as to the rule of law based on the notion that somehow or another they need to politically resurrect this thing rather than leave that job to Congress. it is a, sort of a double whammy, isn't it? If they go down that road, they don't protect the rule of law, they will not only be themselves condoning an imperial presidency where the president can function as a dictator and change law at whim, but they will also be doing so presumably because they fear the consequences, and the fear of the consequences is no justification because those consequences are political in nature and appropriately legislatively addressed. Wouldn't you think so, Norm?
I would. I would also say that the courts should have some more faith in the in the elected bodies of government, that Congress will do a responsible thing, which is figure out a way out of this mess, and this could be the final thing that gets us to have Obama come to some sort of a adult conversation with Congress about how to actually fix health care in a way that is.
I think that's beyond the norm, but I appreciate the sentiment. We'll be right back after the break with more.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO and industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
By now, you've heard about bitcoins. But did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Because at BidBit.co, you can receive bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right, whether personal or business. You can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
Attention. Listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Again, that's FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalLighter.com today.
Here we go.
All right, coming back.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, Robert Scott Bell, unfortunately, is not with us, but he is in Los Angeles enjoying the sun while we're freezing ourselves into oblivion here on the East Coast. And that's fine because we have the warmth of the listening audience and the power of radio to reach out from our dreadful state and touch some lives out there with a message that Robert would be pleased to have us give. And now we're going to turn our attention to the very interesting relationship between Sheldon Adelson and Senator Lindsey Graham. And for that, I would like Norm to tee up the point for us.
Well, as I'm sure a lot of your listeners know, Sheldon Adelson is a casino owner in Las Vegas. He's also a very high-level political donor, and he is... one of his big issues is outlawing online gambling. Now, he says that it's because he believes that somehow outlawing internet gambling is immoral, which is odd from a casino owner, but the fact is that he doesn't like that aspect of the business, which is fine. If he doesn't want to compete on that area, that's his right. But he's trying to throw his weight or use his influence to pass this legislation, the Restoration of America's Wireless Act. Senator Lindsey Graham, who may run for president, is the lead Senate sponsor of it, and he is also apparently being favored by Mr. Adelson, and this is one of the big reasons. Also, Jonathan, this week, the Senate Crime Subcommittee was supposed to have a hearing on this bill. Something interesting there was that the witness list for the hearing was incredibly biased, one-sided. There was no witnesses invited who opposed the bill, even though there are good conservative reasons to oppose this, such as, for example, states' rights, concern about giving the government new powers over the Internet, and just the general questions of individual liberty. Three states that allow online gambling, Nevada, New Jersey, and Delaware, The arguments against it are very weak. For one thing, you're not going to stop gambling. If you pass this, what you're going to do is guarantee that the online gambling is controlled by criminals. And it's interesting that first of all that this would be an emergency. This bill would get a hearing out of all the legislation that's before the Judiciary Committee dealing with Homeland Security, immigration, all these other issues, but this issue is going to get a hearing, and then it's going to get a hearing that is not even a debate. It's all staged propaganda. And we had,
well, I guess as in the notion that at the stands when you gamble, you will lose, and the House will win. In this situation, I guess Adelson is going to win once again by controlling who gets to testify through his good friend,
yeah,
Senator Lindsey Graham. So more obnoxious political theater, but is there any real prospect for this thing to pass? Because we believe in free enterprise among, yeah, the three of us, and we think that people ought to be able to do gamble online if they want. They shouldn't have to always go to the sands to gamble. But is there any real prospect for this?
I'm not sure. It's possible that this hearing is just a check the box off and say that they did something, and that the House leadership, which has a fairly big agenda, doesn't really want to move this bill because it does split. It splits Republicans. It splits the Republican coalition. It really is a turnoff to, all those kids who flock to CPAC to vote for Rand Paul in the straw poll. If the Republican Party wants to see them stick around the party and help the party grow, this is the type of legislation they should be running screaming from. So hopefully that voice, with the efforts of Campaign for Liberty, that message will get through to them.
Well, thank you, Norm. We're at the end of the show, but thank you, Cheryl. Thank you, Norm, for another fantastic show. And Robert will be back. Don't worry.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop, and no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.